What's up, my confidence queens? Are you ready to feel confident as fuck? I'm your host, the confidence queen herself, Alicia Lechuga, and I am your confidence bestie. I went from trying to shrink my body in order to find happiness and approval to finally letting go of dieting, others' opinions, and inspiring hundreds of women along the way. This podcast is all about confidence, living unapologetically as yourself daily, and ultimate self-love. This is Confident as Fuck. What is up, and welcome back to Confident as Fuck, the podcast. We are back with another solo episode today. I am excited to get into it with you guys today. Thank you guys if you are watching on YouTube. If you are not watching on YouTube, if you're just listening to the audio, just a heads up, you can now watch us on YouTube, which will be linked down below for you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching on YouTube. It's really exciting to have the video up, running, and going. Let's get into it. Okay, first of all, I want to share a little weekly fave for the week, obviously. Today is day 25 of 75 hard, just for an update for you guys who are following along. Weekly fave. Weekly fave has been rewatching old Gilmore Girls. I don't know if I shared that as a weekly fave already, but that's my weekly fave for this week. I've been rewatching all the old Gilmore Girls. If you guys didn't know, I'm a huge Gilmore fan. I have a Gilmore Girls tattoo. I've been watching it since I was like in fifth grade. And so that's my weekly fave, is rewatching old Gilmore Girls. And let's see, something I did that made me feel confident this week that I want to give you guys a little update on is Renee and I went to a like mixer put on by the OC Transportation Authority, OCTA, for businesses that are certified in the certain certification that we hold for his trucking business. And I had to buy like office clothing. I didn't know what the fuck to wear. Like, that's the first thing that Michelle asked me when I told her we were going. She was like, what are you gonna wear? And I was like, I have no idea. When I go on sales calls, a lot of times it's a lot more casual. So I wear like a Lechuga trucking shirt and like usually leggings and Converse. It's really casual. But for this, I knew it was gonna be a lot more of like, it was a Meet the Prime Contractors event. So we're going to be meeting with different prime contractors from different like large companies. And so I knew these are the prime contractors. They're not like out in the field as much. They're overseeing large projects. So I knew that I needed to be like a little bit more professional. So Renee and I went on Sunday and we bought like actual office clothing for me. And it was just a weird experience to be back in office clothing in like a professional setting. It was just totally different than our normal day to day, but it was a really, really good event. And it definitely had me like on my toes, on edge, definitely had me feeling a little like out of my comfort zone, but I liked it. So we did that this week. And also, as we're approaching day 25, well, we're on day 25, we're a third of the way through the 75 hard. Michelle and I were talking about some stuff, as were Renee and I. We were talking about a lot of stuff, and I think this is typically where people quit. So Michelle and I were both talking on the phone last night when we were doing our second workout, which is our walk. And she was saying like, dude, I am so sore. Like, I'm so exhausted. I've been putting in so much work. We haven't had a rest day. And she's also working a part-time job and running her business, as you guys know from her episode. And she was saying to me, she's like, I really haven't lost any weight. And I wanted to take like another progress picture. So in 75 hard, you take a picture every day, but a lot of times the pictures that Michelle and I are taking for each other are like in our sports bra while we're working out. It's not a formal like progress picture, right? And she was like, I feel like I haven't lost any weight. The scale hasn't gone down. It's been 25 days of just crazy intenseness and nothing has happened. And I was telling her, what the fuck? Like, me too. So in the first few days, I lost like 5 pounds right away. And then it kind of subsided. Like, I really haven't lost any weight since then. And Renee and I were talking about this as well. And he was saying, like, you know, you're not eating enough. Like, you're not eating enough protein. You know, you're probably holding a lot of water because you're not eating a lot of protein and you're really pushing yourself physically, right? So those logical things I understand, right? But psychologically, I'm like, oh, this is where most people quit. Like, if I wasn't doing 75 hard, and I was just going, and like, even if I was only working out like 5 times a week and I was going this hard and I didn't see any results yet, I would feel like probably devastated, right? I would feel frustrated, devastated. I would feel like, what the fuck is this for, right? And this is where a lot of people quit. Now, I always talk about this. I used to talk about this a lot more when I was a trainer, but these things that happen physically with us while we're on our weight loss journey or self-improvement journey as far as our body, whatever you're trying to do with your body and you're trying to improve your look or your physique or your weight, those things really mirror us in the business world as well. Because think of this, like how I just described this weight loss where I'm like, nothing's happening, nothing's happening, nothing's happening. And I quit. What if I was to quit right now? I would never really see my full potential. People do the exact same thing in their business all the time, which is why they say new businesses fail in the first few years. That's for a myriad of reasons, correct? But one of the reasons is that it takes a long time, a lot of consistency before you're going to see a big result, right? You didn't gain all this debt over, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You didn't gain all this like know-how and whatever in 2 weeks. So it's going to take a lot of time as far as like when we're talking about weight, it's going to take a while to take it off. You didn't gain it in 2 weeks, so it's not going to come off in 2 weeks. You didn't have the courage to quit your job and think of this big idea for a business and put all those things into play in 2 weeks. So it's going to take a while for that business to catch on, for other people to get behind your idea, for other people to say, oh yeah, I'm buying into this product. I'm putting out my hard-earned money and buying into what you are selling. It's going to take time. Renee and I were also talking about this back in like December, when I was closing up Batty Girls Club, and I was really excited about the fact that Batty Girls Club had changed so much over time and had gotten bigger. And we were talking about this as we were going to go to a concert, and we were saying like, what if I had quit after the first round of Batty Girls Club? I only had two people join who are members again for round three, which is amazing. But what if I had just quit right then? What if I had quit promoting Batty Girls Club? What if I had quit my business the other millions of times that a launch didn't go how I wanted it to, or failed, or had nobody sign up? I would not even have a business right now. I wouldn't be affecting the women in Batty Girls Club like I am. I wouldn't have any clients. I wouldn't have this podcast. Like, it takes time to build these things. Another thing that Michelle and I were talking about with this whole 75 hard thing is that it's really hard to live in the moment. This is something that Michelle and I have really struggled with, I think our whole lives, with living in the moment. And at least I know I have struggled with that my entire life. Like, I think I talked about this last week, where if we don't have the stress of something, is it going to get done? And we were saying, like, with 75 hard, it's even harder to live in the moment, right? Because you have this list every day that you're thinking about. You're thinking about like, I got to get my 10 pages of reading in. I got to get in my two workouts. Got to make sure I'm drinking that water. Got to make sure I'm doing all these things, right? That list is in your head every single day, and you're checking those things off. Now, there's days where you do them all before like noon and you're feeling great, right? And then you don't have that list. You're able to live in the moment. But on the days like, for example, the day we went to this week when we went to the Okta event, we had to leave the house super early in the morning. I suggested to Renee, like, let's wait and do our workout in the afternoon that day so that we're not rushed in the morning. You know, we're not like sweaty coming up here trying to shower and get out the door. Let's really put our focus on the business first, and we'll come back. We're going to be done at like 1 o'clock. So we'll come back. We'll do our workouts at that time. That takes a lot of self-control to be in that moment and not think about your list and your things you have to do, right? So there's days that the workouts and all the other things that are on that 75 hard list have to get pushed to the end of the day. And that takes a lot of self-control to be able to live in the moment and still accomplish what you want. It's very, very different. So 75 hard has not only been physically challenging, of course, but also mentally challenging in different ways than you would expect, like the ones I'm describing right now. Oh, I have a correction, I guess, to make. Renee, I was telling him that you know, what I said last week, that his hyperfixation has been rock climbing or mountain climbing, I guess, videos, which it has been. He said that a hyperfixation, and I guess I use this word loosely, he said that a hyperfixation is more of like a ADD or like ADHD type of thing. I'm looking up the definition right now. Hyperfixation is a complete absorption in a task to a point where a person appears to completely ignore or tune out everything else. So I guess I use that term incorrectly. He is very fixated on learning about mountain climbing, and he's super interested in it, but not a hyperfixation where he's tuning out his whole life. He just wanted me to make that clear for you guys. I've taken over the Our Lechuga Trucking Instagram. So if you guys want to follow us there, if you're not into obviously like construction or business growth, don't obviously. But if you are, follow us there. I'm running that account now, which is really awesome. Putting a lot of effort into our social media presence for the trucking business, which is something we've never done. I think it's weird. It's like an industry where you wouldn't think that social media really matters. But you know, they say social media matters for every industry. I think it does, especially as we're entering this new space where we're in like the corporate area as well. We're trying to get like large government contracts. And when we're connecting to these different people in things like when we went to on earlier this week, the event, of course, people ask like, do you have LinkedIn? Like, do you guys have a Facebook? Like, I can follow you guys and keep up with you guys. So we need the social media, which I'm so happy that we've been really working on our online and social media presence as of late. Now it's very new, so don't judge us yet, but we're just getting our feet wet and really starting to build that social media presence for the trucking business. Okay, I feel like, what else was I going to talk about? I'm currently reading, let me give you guys my current read. I'm currently reading a holistic pregnancy book because I was reading, you guys know I was reading the Joe Dispenza book. I like it, but I just need to kind of like switch up. So I'm reading this Deepak Chopra book about holistic pregnancy. I'm going to bring up the title here for you guys so I can let you guys know. It is called Magical Beings, Enchanted Pregnancy and Childbirth. So right now in the book, they're talking about before you get pregnant and when you get pregnant, like what stages the child can like hear your voice, what stages the child can like hear sounds and see light when they develop. And I don't really know any of that stuff. So that stuff is really interesting to me and something I want to know more of, especially from a holistic standpoint. I don't even know like how much I really want to go to like a traditional hospital for birth. I'm not sure, but I want to learn more about what it entails as far as like pregnancy and from a holistic standpoint. So I've been reading that, which is really nice. I'll link that below for you guys in the Amazon storefront so you guys can see that. Another thing we were talking about is I was talking about with this with Renee is like, what am I going to do after 75 hard? What am I going to do after? Like, am I going to continue? Am I going to want to continue? Am I going to want to drink? Am I not going to want to drink? All this stuff. And I kind of went through this like epic feeling of like, almost like I have to be doing something. Like I have to be committed to a program, or I have to be with a coach, or I have to be stressed or have a attachment of failure if I don't do something to make me want to do something. And I was talking to Renee about this and he was like, you don't have to have that. You don't have to have that. So his whole thing is like finish 75 hard first and then go from there, which is great. I am going to be doing that. But I think after 75 hard, I'm just going to take into account what Michelle was saying. She was like, take into account what you're currently feeling. Instead of just reaching for something as a habit, right? Which like drinking or like eating a sweet after a meal, whatever it is, right? Like going on a walk, good habits or bad, and take into account how you're feeling and process those feelings, right? How am I feeling? What are my goals? And what do I want the outcome to be? And factoring all those things in instead of just having this whole like pass or fail thing always over my head to motivate me to do things. So I'm really tapping into like my own willpower and freedom of choice and really tapping into what motivation I really have. And so that's what we've been doing a lot over the past like week, because I just talked to you guys literally a week ago on last Thursday. It's Tuesday when you guys are listening, but that's what we've been doing over the past like week, is really going into that. The last thing I really want to touch on here is something we talked about in Baddie Girls Club this week, which is other people's opinions of us. And how do we get out of this feeling of like, I care what other people think? I think when we talk about confidence, a lot of times we think about the fact that it's really not caring what other people think. But I don't really think that's confidence. Confidence is knowing that other people are going to think other things, allowing that to be okay, and then tuning back into ourselves and really figuring out what we think, not even considering like what other people are going to say. So I did this little audio recording for the girls in Baddie Girls Club this week, where we talked about, why do we care what other people think? What is the real reason behind caring what someone thinks about us? Now, it could be so many different things, right? Like, it could be the way that we were raised. It could be that, you know, like your mom put a huge emphasis on caring what the outside world thinks of us. They could have put a huge weight on appearance or cleanliness or whatever, right? I know a lot of parents do that. It could be that your parents rejected you. It doesn't always have to be about parents, but it could be that your parents rejected you, right? And when you didn't do things perfectly. And so you really care about what other people think of you because you think they may reject you, right? Really getting to the root of why we care what other people think. And we also may be doing things without even knowing we may be taking other people's opinions or what they are going to think about us into consideration without even fucking realizing it. So what I had the girls do in Baddie Girls Club this week is think about these large decisions that they made this week, large or small, and think about, did I make that decision for solely for me, or did I factor other people's opinions or thoughts into it when I did it? And you had to like kind of really peel back the layers and see like, am I catering to anybody else's opinions here, or is it really just me that I'm really thinking about? Now, obviously, there are times where we're going to take into account other people's opinions, criticism, and stuff like that, where it's healthy, right? Like maybe our significant other is going to tell us they didn't really enjoy the dinner, so we're going to adjust it to what they like because we care for them and we want them to be satisfied when they're eating. Normal, right? But what are you actually taking other people's opinions and caring and then shifting who you are? For a good example of this where you might not notice it is like, let's say you go to a party and you know that this person at this party is very extra and very like over the top. So you adjust yourself to be a little bit more over the top because you know they're going to be over the top. And if you're not over the top, then you may feel a little insecure, right? Perfect example of this is like going to a wedding and you know the person who's putting on the wedding is a really, really classy, elegant person, and you decide that you're going to change the way that your style is to fit the aesthetic of the wedding, right? Now, only you can determine if that's good or bad for your mental health. But I would stand to guess that if you're changing the way that you show up to a relationship, an event, or whatever, based on what you think that the person who's throwing it or the people that are going to be there are doing, then I would stand to reason that that might kind of fuck with your mental health, because you may be asking yourself while you're there, like, am I doing enough of it? Am I doing too much? Is it coming off as weird? Like, all these thoughts must be rolling around in your head. I only say that because I have thought those things before. So this week, while you're going through your week, I would look at like, am I making these decisions or saying certain things or not saying certain things or acting a certain way because I care about what other people are going to think or perceive me as? And that's what I'm going to leave you guys with. This is a short little snappy episode just to give you guys a little update, give you guys some stuff that has been going and rolling around in my mind from 75 Hard. I'll keep going with that little topic as we go towards the end of 75 Hard, and I'll tell you guys my plans for after 75 Hard and all that. And that's what I'm going to leave you guys with. I love you guys so, so much. I hope you guys are having a great week wherever you are. Thank you guys for watching on YouTube. If you are watching on YouTube, please give it a like, a follow, a subscribe, leave a comment for me on what you want to do more of for yourself. I love you guys so, so much, and I'll see you next week.